Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Now, if you've ever asked these questions, where do I start with fitness and fat loss? Where can I find honest fitness and weight loss advice that works? You are in the right place, because right now I have a fitness coach turned fitness author with me. He is James Atkinson. Known to his readers and friends as Jim, he is from the UK and has helped thousands of people change their lives through his fitness books. He has been in the fitness game for well over 20 years, achieving some impressive fitness goals, from fat loss and general fitness to long-distance running and endurance training, all the way to bodybuilding competition. Jim has also served a number of years in the British Army as an airborne soldier in the Unit 9 Parachute Squadron Royal Engineers. He has written 6 fitness books that have achieved bestseller status on Amazon, and he loves to help the beginner to fitness take all of those important steps in the right direction. He is also noted to say, "I'd love to be with you at the start of your fitness journey, be by your side when you cross the finish line, and be the first to congratulate you on your achievements." He also makes a point of writing and advising from his personal experience with no gimmicks or fads. It's all honest and real advice that works. And I know we can all use a boost when it comes to improving our fitness. So welcome to the network, Jim.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I have to make a confession to you. What attracted me to you the most was your bloopers video on your website.
Okay, it wasn't my stunning good looks then.
I tell you what, it was awesome. It was filled with your head shaking and expletives, and I thought, you know what? There's nothing like sharing honesty and foolishness with strangers whom you're trying to get to do business with you, so I had extreme respect for you for that.
Oh, that's excellent, that is, because one of the things I thought when I got the invite was, oh, she mustn't have seen that video because it was terrible, you know?
Oh, no, that's what I liked most about you so far. So that just tells you who you're talking to today, right?
Yeah, great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now, you say, "I am a normal guy who has average at best genetics and below average when it comes to academic prowess. So I would like to inspire anyone who thinks that they can't to want to take steps in believing that they can." And you say that, "I believe my personal fitness journey has been the deciding factor that has made me believe that I can." So why don't you begin today by sharing your journey with us?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Well, when I was young, I was never really blessed with genetics, as I've already said, and I was never athletic, and you know, I'd always want to be better than I was, and it was a shame really, because I always liked watching the rugby on the TV, and I always wanted to be just like Arnold, you know, big superhero, but I never could be. So when I first started getting into fitness to build up muscles, basically, and yeah, everything I've learned from there has been a transferable skill, I would say, into everything else that I've done, because it wasn't easy, and I won't say it's easy for anyone who's starting on their fitness journey, but one of the biggest takeaways from my experience was that whenever you get knocked down or you come to a challenge, you just have to keep going forward and going forward again, and eventually you will get those results. And that's pretty much what I did. I mean, I've never been good at anything, but eventually I got good at something, and that was fitness, and that was the first thing that I actually excelled in the end.
That's actually a life lesson. I mean, not just fitness, but anything that you want to become good at or something you work hard at, eventually you can accomplish it. So I think it's very inspiring as well. You say that your target audience is for someone that has never had a real fitness results, and your first book, the Fitness and Exercise Motivation book, is the place to start. So why don't you tell us about that book?
Most people, when they say, you know, "Oh, I want to lose some weight, lose a few pounds, or I want to run a marathon," or even get into bodybuilding or something like that, or just generally lose weight and become fit, the first thing they'll do is go to the gym, you know, or go for a run. But the way I look at things is that if you're going to go on a journey, you have to know where you're going. You don't just get in your car and just drive aimlessly. You'll say, oh, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to, you know, drive to the gym, let's say. You know that that's your destination. So what you really need to do is have a destination in mind when it comes to your fitness journey. So rather than just going out for a run, deciding that you want to lose a bit of extra few pounds and going for a run, you'll say, right, I'm going to go for a run as the fifth thing that I'm going to, the fifth step of my journey. And the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to plan and get a mindset, get a destination, and then work through it that way. And most people miss out this fundamental foundation of the planning and the mindset, because fitness, to me, and I know this is true because I've been there, is 90% a mental struggle and 10% a physical struggle. And it's keeping up with it, keeping up consistency over time and making the small changes and making sure you stick to your path and your journey and going for the right destination. So that's what this book's all about, my fitness and exercise motivation. And it's to build the solid foundation that everybody needs to get their great fitness results.
And it's that focus on mindset and building a solid foundation that ensures fitness success that most people skip. Or as you're speaking, I think people just aren't aware of that. They do exactly what you said. I'm going to lose a couple pounds. They start running around and go to the gym. But what's the goal? And it's like anything, if building a house, you have to have a foundation. So your book helps with that.
Exactly, yeah. And it's like, for instance, if I'd sat on the sofa for 30 years, I didn't know anything about fitness. This is why I always say this, and I think it's a great analogy. And I always say that if I'd sat on the sofa for 30 years, done absolutely nothing, but I know what I know now, I would start with the information in this book, and then I would head off after that, and I'd know exactly what to do after that. So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Here's a million-dollar question. Why is it so difficult for people to begin a fitness program and, secondly, to stick with it? We talked about mindset, but how do we get that mindset?
This is the thing. It's I think straight away one of the biggest things that people lack is being positive. I've known people all my life, and I'm sure you do, and everyone else that's listening to this will know someone that they speak to, and everything they say is negative, negative. Mm-hmm. And with that kind of attitude, how are you ever supposed to be positive, you know? And being positive is a major part of a fitness journey and getting fitness results. So I would always say, from the start, work on your positivity. And one of the things I have in the book is actually, I've made a chart in there, and And one of the things in there is to say, this week I have had these five positive experiences. And even if you've had a terrible week, there's always something you can always find a positive in that terrible week. And I think that is probably the first thing you need to do. I mean, a lot of people might think, I've got nothing to do with fitness. But I can tell you that has. If you can get a positive mindset and you can work on that and build it, you will start to build mental robustness, which also will carry you through and help you when it is hard to get out in the rain and go for your cardio or something like that. You know, that's just an example.
So you're saying that positivity in all aspects of our life, if we can improve the way we look at things and come up with a more positive outlook, that will obviously then translate and help us with our fitness program?
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally totally agree with that, yeah. And like I said before, everything that I've had, like I've written six fitness books, and that was all because without my experience in the fitness world, I truly believe that I wouldn't have been able to sit down, focus, and write a single book, let alone six. I truly think that's one of the big fundamentals that you need to work on.
So let's say that we get motivated enough and we've got that positivity to start a program, because I think a lot of people reach that point and you might be going for a couple weeks and then you miss a day or you take a vacation or you have a cold and you miss a few more days and then it disappears. So how do we keep that steady motivation?
Yeah, well, I've got some great things to tell you about on that, but I'll just focus on a few. One, that was actually a typical journey of someone that's just starting out. You'll be motivated, fired up, and you start the fitness journey. You'll have your plan, great stuff, it's all working brilliantly for a couple of weeks, and then, like you say, things start going wrong. You miss a session here, you miss a session there, and then you sort of fall off the wagon. If you look at it like a line graph, so first of all, it'll go along. And it'll start peaking, and it'll peak, and that's when it starts getting bad. So you're all fired up at first. The line goes up on the graph, it goes up on the graph as the time goes by. But then the time carries on going by, you start getting cold, you miss your sessions, and then you start losing your motivation, and the graph starts to drop off. So at that point, if you know that this is going to happen, because it obviously does, there's other things you can have in place. And one of the things that I love, I put this in everything, and it does work, and a lot of people say, oh, it's a waste of time, but I love motivational quotes. Like, everyone's seen them. I mean, type into Google motivational fitness quotes or motivational quotes, and you'll see little snippets. You know, a journey of a 1,000 miles starts with a single step is an example of one. And you find some of those that resonate with you, and you'll get 6 or 7 and put them around your life. So when it starts getting tough, say you've got a problem with chocolate, you like eating a lot of chocolate, and part of your fitness goal is to eat less chocolate, and you keep your chocolate in the fridge, okay? Rather than cutting things out completely, I'd always say to, you know, limit it. So get one of these motivational quotes, and if you're struggling with your chocolate craving, stick one of them on the fridge. So before you hit your chocolate, you have to go past your motivational fitness quote. So you'll see it and you'll think, oh no, and that really helps me. And one of the things that I did on my bodybuilding show was I had to get up every morning at 5 o'clock and then go out and I'd do 40 minutes of cardio before I prepared all my food for the day. And then I'd have to go to work. Then I'd have to train. Then I'd have to do rinse and repeat every single day. And what I had is I had my motivational quote right by the side of my bed. So I wake up every day and I'd see that motivational quote and it would get me out of bed. And that was what kept me going. That was one of the things. That was a deciding factor between me lying there and going, oh, it's raining outside, it's dark and it's windy, and I could just miss my cardio today. So that motivational quote was a deciding factor between me getting up and out and staying in bed, which really did help. Mm. And I would advise anyone to have a go at this.
Well, I am in firm agreement with you because I have positive affirmations or motivational quotes sprinkled all over my house and on my desk, and it helps me just to stay positive and upbeat, as you say. It has nothing to do with fitness, but just in life in general, just for me as a person. And I know that those help me tremendously. It's almost a subliminal type of thing at this point in time. I don't even notice them, but they're there. The message is there, and I'm sure it's getting into my subconscious somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, now let's say somebody wants to start running. And actually, personally, I've been thinking about running a marathon of sorts. And so what would a person do if they want to start that kind of a program?
Right. What I would always say is to, and I say this as a I really enjoyed writing another book that I've got, and it's about marathon training. Marathon training and distance running. It's a great bit in there where it's typical, and I've been there myself. I don't know how, but I've been there a few times where I think, yep, yeah, I'm going to start running, and it's going to be brilliant. I'm going to run a marathon or a half marathon. And the first thing you tend to do is typical again. You're all fired up. You've got your motivation. Yeah, it's great. And you get out, get your running shoes on, and then start running. You know, you first run, you start running, and then you'll start getting a stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, God, this is tricky. And then then you'll start getting a stitch, and then you'll start feeling sick. And then you'll just have to stop, and it's like, and you can still see your front door. How am I going to run a marathon if I can still see my front door, and it's 5 minutes, you know? Like I say, I don't know how, but I've been there a few times. So what I'd always say is don't do too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no problem with going out and starting to walk. So if you've never done any running before and you want to run a marathon, you'll get the people that are negative and say, oh, you've never run a marathon. There's you've got no chance. But don't listen to them. Just start walking. So if you can start with a mile or 500 meters and then start walking that every day. And then when you've got a brisk walk going, then you can start adding a few jogs in there. So you break it up. So you never get that horrible feeling like your world's ending when you're running. And if you've never been there, try it. Just go and sprint for 500 meters and you'll know exactly what I mean. But yeah, you'll never have that, and you shouldn't ever have that, because that can put people off. So yeah, definitely start walking if you really want to progress in running.
All right, that's a good advice. So your first book, the book that you would say for beginners or people that are new to fitness, is called Fitness and Exercise Motivation. But you have several other books, so just give us a little highlight of the other books that you have.
I've written it's a home workout for beginners. That's my first one. And it's quite a short book, but it's everything you need to know to get started. And to get started from home as well, because I know a lot of people want to go to the gym. They want to get fit, but it is daunting. And I know myself, because I'm good at empathy and I've been there. And I know it is scary walking into a gym with loads of meatheads, for want of a better word, pumping iron in there, and you know, you do feel out of place. So I always say start working out from home, and you'll get used to it. So sort your mindset out. That's the first thing to do, which is the fitness and exercise motivation. And then there's a home workout for beginners, which will tell you exactly what to do, and that's a 6-week program, and that actually starts with a bit of cardio, walking cardio, and it progresses to running. And then there's some training in there with exercise bands as well. So you can do this all from your own home. And then after that, I've written another one, which sort of progresses from just a simple workout routine. You've learned the exercises, and then that moves on to circuit training. And this is actually the way I train at the minute, with circuit training. And it's great for fat loss, muscle tone, and just general fitness, and it's a really good way to train. But anyway, that's a little bit more advanced than a beginner training thing. And then I've got another book on superset, which is again more advanced than the circuit training. And then I've written one on marathon running and also one on bodybuilding. So in theory, if you were a total beginner who wanted to do a bodybuilding competition, and like I say, you sat on the sofa for 30 years eating pizza, you know, you want to get out and start something like this, you have a high goal like that, great stuff. You can start with the fitness motivation, you go all the way through and become a bodybuilder, or do the whole thing all the way through and become a long distance runner. And, you know, so it's all there. I've written everything there with a view to help someone that's done nothing and needs help straight away, right through to their end game.
Mm-hmm. So you've covered it all. Everybody's covered with your books.
That's it, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people that I know really have sort of only ever been in one sort of niche of health and fitness, but through the lifestyle that I've led and the way my life has gone, I've actually been at both ends of the scale. So I've been like a long distance runner and I've been a competing bodybuilder, and that's not that common really, because it's two different types of training and it's two different, very different types of body conditioning. Mm-hmm. So I've got experience in both of them, and you know, I'd love to help anyone who wants my help, obviously, get their goals and follow my advice and learn from the mistakes that I've made, mm-hmm. you know, so they can get there quicker than I ever did.
Well, exactly. There's no need to reinvent the wheel or try to figure it out yourself and then fail and then lose out on becoming fit. So you've got the resources. As you were speaking about all the different levels there, I would imagine, does the average person really need to go to a gym, or can you accomplish a quality fitness program on your own at home or outside running?
Yeah, well, definitely. I actually tried this last year. I thought, right, okay, and I'm in a flat at the minute. I'm just about to move house, but that's a different story. Anyway, I'm in a flat, and I thought, right, I'm going to experiment. I'm going to have 6 months where I train exclusively from home with the exercise bands, because I've actually got a set of exercise bands with my own brand on them, and I thought, yeah, I'll test these out and I'll try and test them to destruction, so you know, to see how good they really are.
Right.
They are really good. So I thought, yeah, 6 months, I'm going to train from home, and I got my exercise, my gym out, which is in a little bag. Got my exercise bands out, all the attachments, and I was able to train every single body part and pretty brutally as well. So yeah, you can absolutely get your results from home if you want to, but there does come a time, like for instance with strength training, if you want to become, if you want to really build your strength, you can't really do that with exercise bands, and you need to step into a gym.
Mm-hmm.
But getting the balance, I mean, it is nice to go to a gym and train with a barbell and dumbbells, and it is nice to stay at home and train with a few exercise bands as well, but you can get the results that you really want at home or in the gym.
Okay. And I would imagine for some, it might be a personality thing. For some, it might be more motivating to actually go to a gym and be with others and talk and see what other people are doing and become motivated by what you see they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. Because at the minute, well, after the 6 months was up, when I'd done my training, I was like, yeah, well, yeah, I've got good shape and you can even see my abs. And I was like, oh yeah, this is great. But I did go back to the gym, and I actually cycled to the gym. So I cycled to the gym, train, and then cycle back. And there is a social aspect,
mm-hmm.
of going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
and you do have a different circle of friends, and you do get more motivated by people, and you can get training partner and all that sort of thing. So yeah, it is good. There are pluses to going to the gym,
right.
But it doesn't mean that you can't still train from home. I mean, even now, if I've missed the gym session, I'll just get my exercise bands out and I can have a quick workout, you know, 30, 40 minutes there, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing you don't want to do at the gym is then head out with a group of people and go to the bakery and have coffees and lattes and those kind of...
Yeah, straight down to the pizzeria afterwards. Yeah, well, that was good. A few beers.
Oh, yeah. I walked. I ran off a couple of miles. I think I can afford that. So,
yeah, exactly.
Speaking of food, though, do you discuss food at all in your books?
I do briefly, but the thing is that I'm toying with. I've actually started to write another book on food, but. As I was reading it, I mean, because it's such a massive massive subject, food and diet and nutrition is, that it is boring. So I started writing, I was thinking, oh yeah, this is good stuff. And I was writing, I was thinking, if I was reading that back, I would be bored.
Yeah. Who wants to read that?
trying to figure out a way of doing it. But the thing is, I've come to a conclusion quite recently, actually, that, yeah, you can know about all the different amino acids in different foods, and you can go really deep into it and look at what does what and the vitamins and all that kind of thing. But really, you can get by and you can get really good results with basic knowledge. And I think that's the kind of step that that's the kind of avenue I'll go down mm-hmm. when I write the book on the food, because I eat quite healthily now, and but I take it for granted that I know what's good and what's not. But talking to like a lot of people, I'm surprised that they don't really know what good food is and what bad food is. You know, I'm surprised. So, you know, I might have something coming up that will help people with that as well. But I do scratch the surface in most books and give like an overview of what you can do. Mm-hmm. I also, because I like to cook as well, and I like to eat. So, and I like all the nasty stuff as well, like, you know, pizzas and yep. burgers and fries and oh yeah. But what I do is I cook in the kitchen, and I will take a favourite and I will change it into something that's really healthy. Like for instance, I've got a free download you can get from a website, and it's the 7 healthy recipes, and I've made all these myself, and I've got a healthy burger, and I've made a burger with that's low in fat, very lean meat, and I've made coleslaw but cut out the mayonnaise and used natural yogurt. And you think at first, oh, that's a bit horrible, but I've tried it and it is really good. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? So you can have burgers and coleslaw and it's still really healthy for you. So yeah, on my website, if you go there, you'll be able to get like the 7 healthy recipes that I've made. It's a PDF download. And I've made some videos, actually, because someone asked me to make some videos, one of the readers. So I made some videos on my YouTube channel of those. You know, obviously that was edited. Edited down.
Darn.
Yeah. But all the steps are there, you know.
None of your head shaking and expletives, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. I haven't actually worn so far, so I'm doing well, aren't I?
It's been a good day for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. I love it. So your website address is what?
JimsHealthAndMuscle.com.
Okay. JimsHealthAndMuscle.com. One quick question, though. What caused you to write about this? I mean, you could have just done your own fitness program for yourself and left it at that. Why did you decide to put some books out there?
Oh, well, I was a personal trainer at one point when I was working in the gym, and I loved it. I loved it when I would get a client that would come along and they would, you know, take everything that I've said. They would do all the work that I said, do at home. And they'd get awesome results, and I would love that because I was changing people's lives and they were really happy. But then it was very, a bit out of 10, you'd probably get 2 out of 10 clients that would do that. And the others would spend an hour with you every week and then think that that was enough. They'd go home and then they'd carry on, eat rubbish, not train, and then come back to me and they'd never get any results. And that used to really frustrate me, that did. So, and I'm quite an honest guy. I don't like to, because to me, they were paying me a lot of money because I charged a lot of money per hour mm-hmm. and they were paying me all this money and they weren't getting any results from it. So they weren't getting value for money and I didn't like that. So that was the main thing that made me leave personal training. So I thought, okay, I can write about this. Mm-hmm. And if someone does want to self-teach and take my advice, it's only going to cost them, you know, a few pounds rather than a few hundred pounds. And if they want it, it's there. And I can reach a bigger audience and help more people change their lives. Mm-hmm. And it has really worked so far. And I love it because I'll get emails from people saying, oh yeah, you know, you've really changed my outlook on things. I want to just want to thank you for writing this. I'm like, no, no worries. It's easy when you know how, you know, and it's great. And a lot of my readers have become my friends. So it's, and I like that part as well. So for me, the writing part of it has been quite uplifting, really.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. It feels good when you can help someone else and then they recognize that and thank you for it. You kind of feel, I'm doing a good thing for people.
That's it, yeah, and I'll carry on. And then Obviously someone will leave me a 1-star review saying that it's the worst thing they've ever read. And then I obviously cry for about a week in the dark, sit in the dark.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's terrible. My stuff's terrible. But no, it's that, you know.
No, he was probably just a burger eater that you couldn't have saved.
Yeah, I'd like to think that everyone can help everyone, though. I'd like to think that, but Obviously you can't.
Well, we've talked a bit about your books, and I'm glad we got to touch on all of them a little bit, but is there anything that we missed that you would want to talk about today?
I think we've pretty much covered it all, really, and
good.
People are probably getting bored of listening to my British voice.
So. No, I'm not. The way you say certain words, I want to talk like that myself. Like, rubbish. Like, oh, yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to be on the best behavior as well because I actually visited Nashville a few years ago. Well, I've been to the US a few times, and we went down the south. We were in Nashville in Tennessee, and a lot of people couldn't understand my accent. And it was, I had to speak very slowly.
The Tennessee accent is a little bit rough as well, so you were in the same boat as they, I'm sure. Oh my gosh. Well then, as we begin to wrap up, we want to send folks to your website, gymshealthandmuscle.com. Any final words of advice before we say goodbye?
If you want to start fitness, get a goal and get a plan and stick with it. And if you ever need any help, give me a shout and drop me an email, jim@gymshealthandmuscle.com, and I'm always happy to help out if you get stuck with anything. I'll help out where I can.
Well, good. We appreciate that. jimshealthandmuscle.com. Jim, what a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for sharing you and all of your tips with us. I hope that everyone listening gets a little bit more fit after today's program.
Thanks for the invite as well.